I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. John Leonard started out as a novelist, but turned to criticism. And after reading this volume of his writings, I'm glad he made the move. I occasionally encountered Leonard in various publications, perhaps a dozen or so of his reviews over many years. But his collection, Reading for My Life, Writings, 1958-2008, gathers most of his well-known essays. Leonard attended Harvard and joined the Harvard Crimson, but he dropped out near the end of his sophomore year. He worked as an English teacher in Roxbury, Massachusetts, later as a union organizer of migrant farm workers, and as a community organizer for Vietnam Summer before joining the New York Times Book Review in 1967. He died in 2008. In a preface to the collection, he wrote, "First we possess language, and then we possess ourselves. Alone in literature, we find sanctuary and what John Cheever meant by simplicity and usefulness, valor, virtue, kindness, beauty, and the stamina of love, a presence, like the beginnings of some stair. We also discover discrepancy." In an introduction, E.L. Doctorow wrote that Leonard gave up writing novels for criticism under the exigencies of making a living. John Leonard's turns of phrase always surprise and delight. For example, he said about reading, "Loving books wasn't exactly molecular biology or particle physics. You had merely to trust the tingle in your scalp, a kind of sonar, and the deeper chords possessed you." In a profile of the writer E.L. Doctorow, Leonard wrote, "Doctorow is simultaneously a radical historian, a cultural anthropologist, a troubadour, a cost-benefit analyst of assimilation and upward mobility in the great American multiculture, a chronicler of the death of fathers, of the romance of money, of the higher latitudes and longitudes of gangsterdom. He is a skinwalker, shapeshifter, stormbird, Sherlock, Magus, Ancient Mariner, Joe Hill, and Sam Spade. He has put on every imaginable variety of narrative glad rag and jet-propelled pulp fiction sneaker, and spoken in every syllable of inspired tongue from Western, sci-fi, gothic, and ghost story to fairy tale, fable, and philosophical romance. He is the public intellectual who insists on social justice and the pilgrim artist who is heartsick, awestruck, ecstatic, scornful, and possessed. I have long admired Doctorow since I met him back in the 80s. His great work is Ragtime, but Welcome to Hard Times, The March, Homer and Langley, which I reviewed for Likely Stories back in 2009, are works which interest and instruct, cause tears and laughter. I will shortly return to Doctorow with a novel of post-Civil War Manhattan, but for now, John Leonard's Reading for My Life clearly merits 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.